This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, hundreds of area farmers belong to a partnership that's working to reduce nutrient runoff. American Farmland Trust natural resource conservationist Chris Reynolds said he was pleasantly surprised when farmers responded to a survey, and nearly all of them were concerned about erosion and using variable rate fertilizer. The Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership has several goals in mind for the future, and Chris said they've seen some good leadership from local farmers.
We've got about 800, a little over 800 farmers and landowners in this watershed that's comprised of six smaller watersheds that make up about 135,000 acres here in Macoupin County. And so our role with American Farmland Trust is we are currently the lead partner in the Regional Conservation Practices partnership program within RCS here in the watershed.
And the other thing I think that's amazing is that so there's that many farmers in the watershed, and that's not all of Macoupin County. So, I mean, this is a lot of acres that we're talking about.
Yeah, we've got a lot of acres here. It's really a big area. We're probably one of the few organizations that's working in a watershed of this size here in Illinois, and we're actually working in two watersheds here in Illinois, the other one being in Livingston and Ford counties. It's even bigger than this one. So it is a very large area, which can create some challenges, but definitely has its advantages as well. We get to work with a lot of good farmers over here, and had a lot of good farmers step up and serve on the steering committee and work with us for field days and programs like this one.
And I also think it's an opportunity to see some big changes. And you mentioned tonight a couple of your goals: reduce phosphorus runoff, reduce nitrogen runoff. How is that going? Have we seen a difference yet? And here in a little bit, we're going to talk about some survey numbers, but a little update on that for us.
Yeah, I think it's too soon for us here in this watershed to really know if we're having a big impact. Of course, a lot of that is also going to depend on the weather that we have, specifically with phosphorus and the amount of runoff we have. And so with a lot of the large spring rains that this area and some of the surrounding areas have experienced, it makes some of this work difficult. But, I think we're seeing more farmers adopt some of these practices. We're promoting cover crops, strip-till, no-till, nutrient management. I think probably nutrient management is the one that's really at the forefront and leading the charge currently. You know, it's especially during these economic times that we're experiencing in the ag industry.
Those things that you just mentioned, farmers are paying attention to them, and you know that for a fact because you released a survey and people filled it out. You were working in conjunction with the Macoupin County FSA office. And as you said tonight, some surprising numbers, but surprised in a good way that farmers are concerned about some of those things.
Yeah, I think there were some really kind of surprising things that we found out in this survey that we conducted with the Farm Service Agency here in Macoupin County. One of the questions was, we asked the respondents to rank their concerns, and erosion was actually ranked highest, with 75% of the respondents concerned with erosion on their farm. And that ranked above, things like pest management and compaction. But nutrient loss was also there as well. About 40% of our respondents to the survey were concerned with nutrient loss. So I think that there's definitely, with the nutrient loss reduction strategy coming out a couple years ago, more people are thinking about this and thinking about what they can change in their farming operation to help prevent the loss of nutrients. And, as farmers, we know that, we want to be able to utilize every pound of nitrogen and phosphorus that we put on those fields. So, I think it's important for the general public to recognize that as well, that, as we gain more knowledge, we're trying to do better and learn from these practices and what can have the biggest impact.
And I think one main task that they're doing to try to watch for that nutrient loss and to manage that, you said a majority of the farmers that took the survey are doing regular soil tests. They're checking the nutrients in the soil.
Yeah, it was really astonishing. I think, it's one of those things that we kind of take for granted sometimes, but But, you know, about 80% of the respondents were doing soil testing on their farms at least a minimum of 4 years. So I think that's really incredible, and it says a lot to the retailers in this area that work with those farmers on a regular basis, you know, to help move that practice along. And same way with variable rate technology, VRT spreading in this area is really, you know, that was one of the questions as well, that respondents are doing quite a bit of VRT application with their nutrients as well.
Chris, that's got to be music to your ears, being a natural resource conservationist for American Farmland Trust. So it's great to hear positive things taking place in Macoupin County. I guess the final thing that I wanted to chat with you about is a new program, I guess I'll call it, through American Farmland Trust. You said it's 5 stars. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's something that was developed over in Champaign County with their Soil and Water Conservation District through a nutrient research and education grant a couple years ago. And so we're just trying to look at this program as a way to evaluate what some of the farmers are doing on their fields. And it's just a voluntary program. If farmers are interested, you know, they can fill out the form and really... It really just asks a lot of questions about what type of tillage they're doing on their farm, if they're utilizing cover crops, and also what their nutrient management system looks like, if they're applying their nutrients in the fall or in the spring or during the crop. So it really is a one-page simple survey that really kind of ranks their operation, that particular field. We call it a field recognition survey, so it's not looking at your entire farm, but taking into account what you're doing on that specific field and evaluating that, and then giving it a ranking 3 to 5 stars. And STARS actually stands for Sustaining Tomorrow's Agricultural Resources. And so a farmer may rank out at 3 stars and want to learn more about how he can go to that 4-star, 5-star level. That's where additional conservation planning can be done with that farmer to help them advance their operation to make it more sustainable, but also farm it in a more conservation-like manner.
Well, it sounds like a good opportunity and definitely a way for farmers to expand their knowledge and maybe try out some new practices. Chris, best way for them to get more information, probably contact you through American Farmland Trust?
Yeah, they can contact us on our website, farmland.org. My information's listed on there as well if anybody wants to get a hold of me.
Chris Reynolds, natural resource conservationist for American Farmland Trust. And for more information on conservation funding in your county, visit your local FSA office. One reminder, don't forget that the Staunton FFA Alumni Dinner Auction takes place tonight at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Doors open at 4 p.m. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.